Yes, indeed, Father. The Jews required a sign. The Greeks, of course, seek after wisdom. As you remember, the scripture said, the Jews require a sign. The Greeks seek after wisdom. The Jews were very superstitious people in some respects. They had to have a sign as to certain things, whether it was true or not. But Jesus said, it should no sign be given this wicked and adulterous generation, save the sign of the prophet Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. That was a sign. But even though that was a sign, and the sign came to pass exactly as Jesus said it would come, and yet they did not believe him, even when he arose from the tomb, they did not believe that he was the Christ. They reported that his disciples came and stole him away and gave the report that he was true, that he was resurrected. Another time, you know, I wondered why it was that the Romans had to crucify him. Why it was that he wasn't stoned to death, which was the ordinary means of execution by the Jews, but he must be crucified. Jesus testified with them upon one occasion. He says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. I say to you, my friends and brethren, according to the eternal will and the purpose of God, there was no other way that Jesus should die, except to be crucified upon the Roman cross, a cruel, ignominious death. All for this purpose, that you and I, if we are God's people, if Jesus is our Savior, that you and I might live. That is the reason. So that when Jesus died, we are called to earth plainly, that he died for our offenses. He arose for our justification. So what a wonderful and glorious mighty Savior is he. How wonderful is his blood. The efficacy of his blood is such, my brethren, that when we, by the power of the Spirit of God, have our spirit in the blood of the Lamb, all of our sins and all of our iniquities are entirely removed from us, entirely taken away. He died in our defenses. He arose again for our justification. Have you ever thought of it? I don't know that some occasions, some instances of which we could say that we were entirely natural. But that's the power of God in which is the very stuff of Jesus. And he carried out the very the mouth of one of the
what it is in the world. If Jesus died for us, Savior, individual. And so The great question is, do I really know? Do I know that Jesus is my Savior? I know that we will say, well, we don't know. We feel that we don't know very much. Sometimes we feel we don't know anything spiritually, religiously. But we wonder if we know that He is our Savior. Well, do you have, I asked this question, I believe here not too long ago, if my memory serves me right. Do you have any evidence in your heart? Any peculiar feeling, any peculiar spirit that seems to be so much out of the ordinary for me, the ordinary things of life, in which you felt to be or was made to see yourself a vile, vile sinner, unfit for God to look down from heaven upon you because you were so vile, such a sinner. Have you ever felt that way? Has the feeling ever come into your heart that I am not fit? Life has said in that same moment that you are not fit to God to look upon such a vile, wretched life. Brethren, then if you have, my brethren, has it ever come a time when you felt the very presence of God? Maybe you felt it in some way because Jesus has been revealed in you as your Savior. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you remember, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you had it ever been, as I asked again, the mysterious thing that took place in your life? Nicodemus didn't understand Jesus. Well, but I thought that Nicodemus didn't know what he was talking about, what Jesus was talking about. Because he said, how can it be? How can these things be? Why, it's entirely contrary to nature that a man should be born again. But Jesus said to him, except a man be born with water and with the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Then he goes to the mystery of the matter. He goes to the sovereign grace of God in the matter. All he says, the wind blows very lifted. Now he goes to find that out. He can't not tell you to come with my little door. So the one that's born to the Spirit. So as within this mystery is something that you couldn't control. Something that came to you. And you knew that it came to you. Maybe you were not even thinking about these things. You knew it came to you. Then, my brethren, if you have been conveyed to feel to realize how to sin you were, and then you missed not just some vain imagination, not just some confession with your lips, that isn't sufficient, that won't be. But everyone that knows and believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God has to witness within himself. Now this witness within himself, as I say again, is not just a wish, not just some vain imagination. But it is something that turns you up and makes you the wonder and the power of the Lord. What is it? What is it? That I am such a vile sinner and yet Jesus seems so wonderful to be my Savior. Yes. In other words, my brother, how do you spiritually? Have ever you heard these disciples say upon the morning of the resurrection, come to the place where Jesus lives? Have you ever been brought to see him as the crucified Lord? Bring the two in the tomb, facing it for your sins. Because of the sins, your sins and mine, the sins of the whole household of faith, that we really caused Jesus to lay down his life that we should be redeemed. But then have you not also seen further than that though he was put in the tomb, yet he was raised from the dead? Come see the place where Jesus lay. Oh, what a wonderful God our God is. I'm not much of a hand to take part and make mention upon certain days of what people, some people call church calendars, such as Christmas, Easter, many other things that that seem to attract the attention of many people. And what I want to know is, my brethren, has Jesus risen in your heart? You see, your Savior means a whole lot more than to say, let's portray it in some way, not the way that Jesus rose from the dead. I sometimes am made to ponder and wonder over these things, because these are spiritual things. These are things that enter into the very heart, in the very soul of men, to know that Jesus is the Christ and that God is their God. And so, my brethren, if these two wicked, cruel men had known that they had any way to know and be assured that this Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, they would not have laid hands upon him, they would not have touched him. Because they would have been afraid to touch the Lamb of God, the Son of God. But in the end, not knowing the will of God, they were cruel hand crucified him and slew him. But God raised him from the dead. And so we see that it matters not what the cruel hands of men or devils may try to bring the past inside of thee. We will find that the eternal will and the purpose of our God always overrules, always overcomes. All that the king's hand is in the king's heart is in the hands of this our God. God knows your every thought. He knows the way you take. He knows all about you. We sometimes think, I'm sure, that God is away off there somewhere. But he is not away off there somewhere. He fills his food, he makes his space. But he also fills the ministry of this very place where you are. Because God is everywhere present and nowhere else. You need not think that you can do something behind the door or behind the back of the Lord and get by with it, because the Lord knows even your thoughts and your intentions. This is the God that we see. This is the God that sent his Son here into the world to redeem his sinners by his death and by his resurrection. So if they had known it, that there would not be any salvation, because they would not have crucified Jesus. And there would not be any salvation except Jesus died. So you see what a wonderful God he is. Wonderful. That he goes contrary to the things of our nature. He does things contrary to our nature. But the little thing that I think, my brethren, that I have been concerned about, that he's very quick and sick about sometimes. When I think of the cruel hand, the past witnesses, that was brought against Jesus, and the sense that they crucified my Lord. They crucified my Lord. And I wonder about it. And yet, what a wonderful God he is, that he delivered up his own Son. Indeed. So from the Father gave him, all of them, that they could do it. This should not, my brethren, when we're given to think about it, this should not to make us desire to walk softly all the days and years of our lives, seeing these always are in the very presence of this God who gave his Son to be my Lord. Thank you. my king and Jesus and guiding and teaching that I might depart. There's a place that can be sufficient for all needs under all circumstances and all the time. Lord, and I know you have all the place, the honor and glory, and I know you have all the place.